The first presenter will originate from our Camden campus. Her name is Jennifer Oxenford, and Jennifer is the Associate Director of Magpie Gigapop at the University of Pennsylvania. For those of you who wondered, as I did a couple of days ago, just exactly what Magpie means, you know what it is, but you don't exactly know what the acronym means. It means Mid-Atlantic Gigapop in Philadelphia for Internet 2. Just so you know. Jennifer will be speaking on arts and humanities initiatives within Internet 2, Magpie, and NJ EdgeNet. Jennifer?
Thank you, Mike, and good morning, everyone. Good morning, all of our campuses and our special guests. And Mike, I'm so glad that you got that out of the way, and we've already taken care of the giggles about what Magpie is. I've introduced myself and my organization and had people say, Magpie, Gigapop, those sound like nonsense words. So Mike, thank you for taking care of that right out of the gate. I am Jennifer Oxenford, and I'm the Associate Director of Magpie. And it's really my great pleasure and privilege to be here with you all this morning. I want to thank all of the organizers of this Rutgers University Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences Symposium today, and I'm particularly excited about the range of topics and the speakers that you're going to be hearing from throughout the day today. I hope that you will be informed and inspired and really have ideas about what you can do back in the classroom or with colleagues that you hadn't thought of before. But for those of you for whom Internet 2 may be relatively new, and I know from talking with some folks here at the Camden site that this is new to some of you, and I'm glad for that because that's why we're here today. Why don't we start with a little bit of background about what Internet 2 is, just briefly. Internet 2 is the research and education network in the United States. It was formed about 10 years ago now by a small group of universities who essentially got together and said, this regular internet, this thing that we created, simply not good enough anymore. It was not designed for rich multimedia exchange, for real-time collaboration. So these universities got together with government and industry to recreate the internet, and they created Internet 2. Today, Internet 2 is led by 208 universities, and of course, there are still close collaborations with government and industry. Lots of corporate members, government and agency participation, you're going to be hearing from some folks today. And Internet 2 is an organization that now serves all levels of education. The mission and goals of Internet 2, essentially, as I said, to develop and deploy that next generation network for advanced applications, but then also so that those technology advancements can trickle down to the commodity or production internet. I know you probably can't read the fonts on this slide, but I just wanted to put up here some of the affiliate members that are part of the Internet 2 community. I think this is a pretty exciting list when you take a look closely, especially for those of you in the arts, humanities, and social sciences, when you see institutions like the New World Symphony, or the Library of Congress, or the World Bank. It's an exciting participation by the community of affiliate members working with the university and corporate communities. The Internet 2 network has recently undergone some improvements. In fact, Internet 2 has recently rolled out the new Internet 2 network, which I'm pleased to say that Magpie was one of only, was actually the second node to go live on this new Internet 2 network. So this network that was created back 10 years ago is continually being improved, continually being developed by the community, and as we talked about that as being part of their mission and goals, here they go again, developing the next generation Internet 2 network. This new network means that you all have additional capacity and technologies available to you in new and exciting ways. And Internet 2 is a national initiative. The network is a national network, but it interconnects with over 87 high-performance research and education networks around the world. You see from this slide here, and I've just realized, Jason, that I have not been saying next slide at all, so let me make sure that our remote sites are caught up here. We are on slide number 6, the International Advanced Network slide, so I hope you're all on there with us. So take a look at this graphic here, and you'll see that actually there's some pretty impressive coverage. The areas in the dark blue are those that have high-performance research and education networks. The medium gray color there is where there are developing partnerships, and then the light gray efforts in formation. Unfortunately, there are still some areas of gray there that are hard to reach. The good news is that Internet, too, is working very closely with the governments and academic communities in these countries to help develop next-generation networking infrastructure that will serve these communities. Next slide. If you take a look here at the list, I think it's pretty impressive where the international research and education networking community has come in the last few years. This list used to be much, much smaller in just recent years. So there's been a lot of development in the international arena in providing applications and connectivity and working with all of these international partners. So Internet 2 truly is a global education network. I mentioned earlier that Internet 2 was formed by the university community, and it always will be. However, a funny thing happened about 5 years ago with the creation of the Internet 2 K20 initiative. And what this did was essentially open up the doors to Internet 2 for K-12, libraries, museums, zoos, aquariums, community colleges who hadn't had access before. So if you take a look at this chart here, and for those of you at our remote sites, we are on slide 8, a survey was conducted just 1 year after the Internet 2 K-20 initiative was formed. At that time, in 2002, a little under 10,000 K-20 institutions connected to Internet 2 and participating in the community. In 2004, a little under 30,000, and most recently, we did a survey last spring, 46,000 K-20 institutions across the U.S. alone connected to Internet 2 and working in this community. I want to point your attention specifically to the number in the top right there. Look at the number of K-12 schools and K-12 connecting organizations connected to Internet 2. 35,000. This is the hard thing about live distributed virtual events. I'd like to take a quick poll and raise your hand at the remote sites. How many of you are surprised by that number? Is it higher than you expected? Quick show of hands if it's a little bit higher than you thought it would be. I'm pretty surprised by that number myself, I have to tell you, and most faculty and administrators at our higher ed institutions usually are as well. 35,000 as of last spring. These kids are coming to your institutions. These kids have an expectation level about technology like never before. Dean Beals referred to this in his comments, and I'm so glad that you did. These K-12 students who are using Internet 2 think that it's nothing to talk to a TV with a video conference unit hooked up to it and connect to students around the world in real time for hours and hours on end.
We still don't know exactly how.
They think it's normal to have access to telescopes in Chile and Hawaii over a network, or microscopes at universities around the world. These kids are coming to your institution with this expectation level like never before. So now you have the Internet 2 picture nationally. You know about the formation 10 years ago of Internet 2. You know why the university community got together and created this initiative. You know that 5 years ago, they opened up the doors, so you now have K-12, K-20, libraries, museums, zoos participating. Well, what's MAGPIE? It's true, MAGPIE does stand for the Mid-Atlantic Gigapop in Philadelphia for Internet 2. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? But what we really are is a regional aggregation point. We serve to connect other institutions to Internet 2. And we work with those institutions to help develop new applications, to work collaboratively with new and exciting advanced networking technologies. We serve the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware region. We connect hundreds of institutions. And just to give you a sense of who some of our members are here, I wanted to just show you quickly our member snapshot. Some exciting new members in the MAGPIE community include the Philadelphia Orchestra, the National Constitution Center, DLEARN, the State Research and Education Network for Delaware. These are all new members connecting to Internet 2 through MAGPIE. And speaking of state research and education networks, we're on slide 11 now for our remote sites. Of course, you're probably all familiar with the New Jersey State Research and Education Network here called New Jersey EdgeNet. And New Jersey Edge also connects a number of institutions, higher ed, community colleges, K-20 institutions. And we work in partnership with New Jersey EdgeNet in providing Internet 2 connectivity and application support. Well, okay. Now you know about Internet 2, you know about MAGPIE and New Jersey EdgeNet. So what? Why do you need Internet 2? What can it do for you? Well, I'm going to show you some examples nationally and from the region about what some of your colleagues are doing with Internet 2 in the classroom and in performance venues. But it might help you to think a little bit about some characteristics of Internet 2 applications. What Internet 2 provides is real-time access to remote resources, large-scale multi-site computation and data mining, or if you're in a performing arts community, think of large-scale multi-site distributed performing arts events, sort of like we're doing here today, interactive real-time collaboration, rich multimedia digital libraries, shared virtual reality, and any combination thereof. But let's look at this another way. How is Internet 2 changing teaching and learning in the 21st century classroom? Well, as you're all probably familiar with, students and classrooms are quite different these days. There's a lot of dynamic information being shared in a classroom. There's multimodal ways of communicating, whether it's communal note-taking, messaging, the lecturer, distributed lecture, second screens. It's a new dynamic and ever-changing environment with all of these technologies. And Internet 2 provides you the opportunity to bring in expertise, resources, and experiences into the classroom like never before.
Yeah, just pull it out.
Let's look at it yet another way. Next slide, please.
Right.
How is Internet 2 changing live performance in the 21st century arts venue? Well, think about this. Internet 2 is providing the ability to have distributed international audiences, distributed international performers, virtual performance venues around the world, the integration of rich multimedia digital assets like integrated smart boards and beyond. The live performance venue is changing, and Internet 2 is driving this. So what are some examples here of what folks are doing around the country? Well, out at Bradley University in Peoria, they recently put on a distributed production of Elmer Rice's The Adding Machine. Now, the interesting thing about this is that it was part of their regular performance season. This was not a prototype. This was not a pilot. This was part of their regular performance season. And you're seeing this more and more within the performing arts community. The Cleveland Museum of Art, another example here nationally of an Internet 2 member that's been actively engaged in all sorts of wonderful applications and activities. The Cleveland Museum of Art is the largest museum education outreach program in the United States. They've been an Internet 2 member now for some time, and they offer tons of distance learning programs. If we do have anyone out in our audiences from K-12 and you're interested in distance learning programs, make sure you go check out their website. But what they've also started to do is to offer programs for the university community. A lot of institutions are losing the ability to have faculty for certain areas that they need to be able to teach. So rather than having to hire new faculty full-time or look to dual appointments and things like that, you can now use Internet 2 to have access to faculty at institutions like the Cleveland Museum of Art, like they did for this 4-credit, 15-week Survey of Non-Western Art course, where a facilitator, an educator at the Cleveland Museum of Art worked with the educator and the students at the university. So they're doing more and more of this on a production basis, and this is something that you can think about in leveraging resources that you might not have access to otherwise. We're going to hear later on from a speaker around educational gaming, and I'm really excited about that. And there's certainly a lot going on in serious gaming and educational gaming today. The interesting thing is that the Internet 2 community is also working and driving some of the innovation in this arena. One example here, and I'm on slide 17 for those of you trying to keep up at the remote sites, is the UN Food Force game. So Food Force is a wonderful game that was developed by the UN's World Food Program folks. You can play this over the regular internet. You don't need Internet 2 to play this game. It teaches kids, adults, whomever, about social issues impacting the world, like hunger. It has a series of 6 missions in which you are the avatar, you are the UN agent out there in the field, and each mission has facts and information about a particular country or area that they're serving. So there's real-time information being shared about these areas of need. The interesting thing about this is that the UN is an Internet 2 member, and we've been working with the World Food Program people in taking this game, which is now currently being offered over the regular internet, and modifying it for use in connected Internet 2 classrooms, university and K-12. What would this game look like in an Internet 2 context if you had distributed classrooms playing this game around the world? These are the kind of partnerships that Internet 2 is all about and that you can get involved in and bring to your areas of interest. In our region, I wanted to mention the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. The New Jersey Performing Arts Center, NJPAC, is now directly connected to Internet 2 through the New Jersey Edge Network. They got a Verizon grant, which is providing video conferencing equipment for them to be able to do tons of video conference and outreach programs to K-12s in the state. But they're also exploring national and international programs and what they can do using their Internet 2 connectivity. For example, they are planning a virtual dance education program that will make use of Internet 2 and advanced networking capabilities. Next slide, please. Another example here from the community college arena, Montgomery County Community College out in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, in September 2006, decided that they would like to connect live with Japan because they had a partnership with a dance company called the Lenny Basso Dance Company from Tokyo. This partnership was with the Group Motion Dance Company in Philadelphia, the Lenny Basso Dance Troupe in Tokyo, and the Montgomery County Community College Performing Arts Center. What they wanted to do was bring in dance critics and university faculty from Tokyo live for this rehearsal so that they could actually, in real time, see the performance being rehearsed in Montgomery County, interact with the critics and the faculty and the folks back home in Tokyo. So they used a technology called DVTS, which is a pretty advanced Internet 2 video conferencing technology. Uses a 30 megabit stream each way, so it was a large bandwidth application that gave a glorious picture and audio quality for this in real time. And this is one example of what folks are doing in this arena, and the community college is now using this as a model for exploring other rehearsal and performance events. Next slide, please. Back to the gaming arena, I wanted to mention this project called the Game Film Project. This was something that we worked on with a partner of ours called Druid Media, and I don't know if I could even properly explain to you what a game film is, but this project brought together students from around the world, 13 schools, for a semester using a technology called Access Grid, another Internet 2 advanced networking interactive communications technology. And what it did was bring these schools together for the semester for a series of classes where the students were able to interact with each other in the different schools to create the digital filmic assets needed to launch this game film. That's all I'm going to say about game film because, again, I still can't explain it, even though I worked on this project for a number of months. But this was another example of what folks are doing in the gaming arena using advanced networking worldwide in the classroom. For those of you who are here from the social sciences and, of course, from the languages, I wanted to mention this. The Language and Cultural Exchange Project was one that we worked on with students at the University of Pennsylvania from the Graduate School of Education and also the ESL programs. We got students involved to essentially deliver content experiences to K through 12s in the region by having these students talk about their native countries and cultures, half in English, and half in their native language. So rather than reaching out to busy faculty to drag them into these video conference events, we thought, wow, we can leverage the student population at these institutions. And this is something that you can do as well. This gave the students the opportunity to, the students at the University of Pennsylvania I'm talking about here, the opportunity to learn about how they could use video conferencing in the classroom. It also got the ESL students practicing their English, which was great. And of course, it got the students in the K through 12s connected, as you see there at the bottom, interacting and learning about cultures from native speakers. The interesting thing about this project, and this particular one that I have up here, which was the French West Africa project, was that the students at Penn expected the questions from the K-12 community to be fairly rudimentary. What kind of bands do you like? What do you do after school? Sort of, you know, simple questions. These students ask questions about gender equity, about violence, about war, all sorts of really important social issues, and they ask these questions in the language that they were studying, which in this case was French. So the students at Penn were put on the spot to react fairly quickly in French about some pretty important issues. So it was a really powerful experience. Other programs included the Japanese pop culture, Chinese New Year, we did one on the Taiwanese elections, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, thank you, Jason. So I'm being told that there are 4 minutes left here and we should move on to Q&A. Let me just jump here through these slides real quick, and you all at the remote sites, please jump to 25. Okay, so you've seen some examples here about what's possible regionally, nationally. Hopefully this inspires you. But I know how hard it is to go back to your office, and then a lot of this will go out of your minds. You are very busy people. So you need to stay involved. I know how busy you are, but take advantage of the resources at Rutgers, at New Jersey Edge, and through Magpie. Magpie offers a series of different resources. We have a user group meeting, virtual forums around discipline-specific areas, including arts and humanities and the social sciences, professional development programs, and more. Get involved in an Internet 2 working group, and there's lots of those that are relevant to the arts, humanities, and social sciences. I'm going to skip over these two slides just because you're going to hear from Fred Winter a little later on from the National Endowment for the Humanities. I'll stay on this one just for a second, slide 29, the MacArthur Foundation and the Digital Learning Initiative. If none of this excites you, hopefully these funding opportunities will, and be thinking about the money that's out there for you all to develop some pretty exciting new initiatives. And finally, students really are different now. This is the second to last slide, Jason, for you to convey this to the folks at the remote sites. The question is, are you ready for them? And with that, I'd love to take any questions in the time we have remaining, which looks to me about 3 minutes. So thank you very much for your time. So I don't know how we want to structure the questions. I can see some bodies here, so if you do have a question, go ahead and raise your hand.
Do you have a question here in New Brunswick?
Great, please go ahead.
You highlighted small and
I'm afraid I'm not sure I understood that or heard it well enough to be able to respond. Could I ask you to repeat it or move closer to the microphone or have someone near the mic repeat it?
You highlighted several successful and interesting applications
of Internet 2, cleaning lane and art centers and food games. Right?
Jennifer,
you highlighted the games and different projects that you talked about, are any of them associated with Magpie, or where is the game from, the food game?
So Bob, the question was, are any of the projects that I talked about associated with Magpie?
No.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, this is Tom. No, in particular, the game that involves the food.
The Food Force program.
Yes. Was that a Magpie project, or who led that project?
No. That's a project that was led by the UN's World Food Program to create the Food Force game as it exists today. What I was talking about in terms of the partnership with Internet 2 was that the Internet 2 K-20 initiative nationally has been working with the UN World Food Program folks on developing that game and taking it to the next level as an application, as a game that could be used at Internet 2 connected institutions. So it's not a Magpie project, no. Did that answer it, Tom?
Yes, it did. Thanks.
Okay, great.
Do you have another question here in New Brunswick, or one in Camden or Newark?
Forgive my naivety, but I'm curious about how one accesses Internet 2. Can I get on an Internet 2 network at any computer lab, say, at Rutgers University, or do I need to go to a special location to basically use the technology?
Well, Rutgers University is an Internet 2 member. I believe you have connectivity in most, if not all, and Dave's shaking his head, so most, if not all, of your buildings. I will leave that to your local folks to respond more specifically, but because Rutgers is already connected to Internet 2, you should not need anything else to get going. Now, Internet 2 is, it's not application specific. So you may be using Internet 2 now and you don't even know it. You're just using it for something that's a low bandwidth application, like surfing the web if you're hitting another Internet 2 connected institution. If you want to be more proactive about your use of Internet 2, you may want to talk to your local Rutgers folks about using some video conferencing equipment or about any specialized equipment needs that you may have. But my understanding is that you have access and you just need to think about how you want to use it now. Tom, correct me if I'm wrong in the New Brunswick, no, we're still, okay, good. Any other questions? I think I'm now over time, it looks like, so I don't know who wants, should we just wrap up and, okay. So again, folks, thank you very much for having me. I hope you've seen some examples of what's possible, and I look forward to working with you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. You're right on, but to answer that last question, anybody here at Rutgers who sends an email message to another Internet 2 member, that traffic is automatically sent onto Internet 2, regardless of what the content is.